Innisfail. The Innisfail Fire Department investigation into the cause of the fire that caused irreparable damage to the much maligned Bluebird Motel on December 20 is completed and handed over to local Mounties to finish off. The investigation is complete from our side. We were unable to determine the actual cause. At that point, the investigation is in the hands of the RCMP, said Gary Leith, the fire chief of the Innisfail Fire Department, on December 23. Innisfail RCMP Staff Sergeant Chris Matichuk told the Alberton on December 23 that there was no update to the police side of the probe. On December 21, Innisfail RCMP said the fire was considered suspicious. The half-century-old Eastside Bluebird Motel has been the subject of intense scrutiny from the RCMP in recent years for widespread illicit drug use, violence, excessive alcohol consumption, multiple sudden deaths and a hangout for out-of-towners to engage in criminal activity. The Bluebird's out-of-town owners pledged in 2020 to clean up the notoriously dark image of the 50-room motel. At about 9:30 p.m. on December 20, about 20 firefighters from the Innisfail and Red Deer County Fire Departments were notified that a fire had broken out in the northeast building of the motel complex. I was the first one to call 911. Before the fire started 20 feet from my bedroom window, I heard explosions, said Innisfailian Brenda Laird in a Facebook post. She reportedly lives in a residence close to the motel. I never saw anyone suspicious at the time. I kept my eye on the fire, she added. No damage to my place thanks to the Lord and quick response from Innisfail Fire Department. They had a long tough fight. Leith said when firefighters arrived at the Bluebird Motel, they encountered a single unit, building, at the northeast side of the motel complex that was involved with smoke and flames showing, with fire extending into the roof. He said some of the building suites were occupied with tenants at the time of the blaze. Leith added none of the tenants were injured, and they were moved to other suites in the motel. Innisfail RCMP Corporal Mike Hesa, who was at the scene December 20, said three of the building's eight suites were heavily damaged, while the remaining five sustained moderate damage. Leith said the fire-ravaged northeast building was left uninhabitable. He said firefighters were able to get the fire under control at about midnight. Leith added they remained at the scene until 4 a.m. to put out hot spots. It was a challenge for sure, said Leith. Firefighters were obviously extremely fatigued in the temperatures we had to work in. He said the heavily damaged northeast building was isolated and secured by RCMP. An investigation into the cause of the fire was then jointly initiated by the fire inspector and RCMP. As for the tenants who lost their homes at the motel, the town of Innisfail reached out on December 21 to offer contacts for emergency assistance. Karen Bradbury, the town's community and social development coordinator, said her office provided patrons or residents a first point of contact for essential support. When there is a fire, the Red Cross is usually the first point of contact for individuals, and we also have the Salvation Army Community Ministry, so we provided the hotel with those resources to pass on to those patrons, said Bradbury, adding the Red Cross typically offers support for the first 72 hours, with the Salvation Army potentially coming on board after. Right now, we've not been contacted for a larger response because it seems the patrons have housing and we've connected them with resources, added Bradbury.